Hello, my name is Miss Bulch, and I was hoping to speak to you today about some of my favourite beaches in Pembrokeshire, with the aim that you might consider going and exploring some of these beautiful, stunning places for yourselves, if you haven't already. So I suppose one of my favourites is Tenby, and particularly a good visit to Tenby for me would be to go and park at Penally train station and walk along the beach with the sand dunes on the left and Caldy Island on the right, and walk into town, go and have a bit of a mooch around town, get some food, and then prepare for the walk back, possibly in wind and rain, but preferably with gorgeous sunshine and a really nice day out. Another of my favourites is Manor Beer, which, especially on a sort of wintry day, can be a very imposing beach with the castle behind and enormous waves coming in sometimes. So it's quite an exhilarating place to visit on that kind of day. And if it's safe, you can get onto the big rocks at low tide, and there's the biggest rock pools I've ever seen, enormous crevasses where sponges and all sorts of things are living. And it's just a fantastic place to explore, even if you just have a potter around on the sand. Barrowfundle Bay is a hidden gem of Pembrokeshire, which is on the Stackpole estate. If you park at Stackpole or Broadhaven, you have to walk to Barrowfundle Bay. You can't park on it. But when you get there, the sand and the sand dunes, and quite often I've been lucky enough to see gannets diving for fish there, which is amazing. It's really secluded once you're down there, quite often out of the wind on the soft sand. It's a lovely spot for picnics and building sandcastles. Another place that I really enjoy visiting is West Angle Bay. So this is facing west, as the name suggests. So you have a really nice view out to sea with the occasional Irish ferry going past. Massive area of sand, gets the evening sun, so it's fantastic for an evening barbecue or a bit of rock pooling, and it's even a nice place to get the kayaks out. Looking further north, there's a place called Castle Beach, which is a very, very small beach near Dale Village. And this beach is, again, you have to walk to it. It's got a little woods at the back, it's got a river running across the sand, and there's lots and lots of different rock pools, particularly on a really low tide. It's fantastic for exploring for crabs and seaweeds and things. And another beach, that the beach itself is very nice, which is Martinshaven. The beach there, I've seen baby seals there, and bigger seals as well. And I've been snorkeling off that beach, which was beautiful. But also, of course, it's the beach where you can catch the boat to Skomer, which is an amazing place in Pembrokeshire, which is just stunning to visit, particularly if you get to see the little puffins waddling about on Skomer Island. So I'm hoping that this podcast might have persuaded you that as the evenings get longer and the days get warmer, you might consider getting out, taking a picnic, and getting down one of our fantastic beaches to explore.